So what is a MOOC, you ask? Well, MOOC is shorthand for Massive Open Online Course. In this particular project, Hawazan Al-Harbi doctoral student and I worked together to develop a quality graduate supervision mini MOOC.
Okay, so how can there be a mini MOOC if it's a massive open online course? What's a mini MOOC?
So in this case, this is the first mini MOOC developed at the University of Calgary for graduate supervision. And the mini is meant to signal that it's a closed pilot. So instead of it being massive and open to anyone who has an interest in signing up, we limited our first offering to supervisors at the University of Calgary.
And so how many supervisors did you have participate?
So in our very first cohort, we had 25 supervisors who signed up from across disciplines, from engineering, from science, from arts, from education, from psychology. We even had supervisors who signed up from our Faculty of Nursing in Qatar.
So what did the course look like? Can you give me an idea of what a student, I'm going to put that in quotes, a student would be participating in as they took this course?
Yeah, so we had faculty members who are full professors, associate professors, assistant professors, as well as a few postdocs who took part. And what they had in common was that they all wanted to learn more about how to be the best supervisor that they can be. And in the MOOC, they took part in 6 different modules. So the first module is, you know, exploring what is the role and responsibility of a graduate supervisor. The second one focused on developing your own best practice. We also had a third module on relationship building. We had a fourth module on mentoring new researchers, so how do you provide that coaching and mentoring experience for graduate students. And then the fifth module was on anticipating and addressing challenges, because, you know, people really do want to make the best decisions with regards to dealing with conflict or any issues that arise. The final module was on promoting excellence and wellness in graduate education. So this is strategies and tips for helping students with conference presentations, grant applications, applying for awards, and also writing their work up for academic journals.
Now, this is a research project as well, while you're running this mini MOOC, the course. What did you hear from some of the participants for some of the challenges they faced in taking this course?
Well, that's a great question, because originally our intent in designing it was to provide ongoing professional learning in graduate supervision for faculty members who we know have got many demands on their time. So faculty have their research projects, their graduate supervision, their course-based teaching, all of their service commitments inside their department and across campus, as well as any leadership roles that they've taken on. So attending a weekly face-to-face seminar is simply not going to match most faculty members' busy lifestyles. So the MOOC was meant to address that very need to have accessible, flexible, personally tailorable professional learning for faculty members.
Now, you mentioned that you had some people from Qatar, the campus in Qatar, take part. Were there some challenges in terms of the timing? I'm guessing this was offered at the same time every week, or at the same time every within a certain period?
Well, and that's the beauty of it, Betty, because it's actually very flexible. So the 6 modules were offered over 6 weeks, so a module per week, and the expectations each week were that faculty would log in when it made sense to them, so they could access expert videos by supervisors who've been recognized as excellent award-winning supervisors at the University of Calgary. They could access the rich materials and resources that we posted in each module anytime that they liked during the week. And one of the primary interactive tasks was participating in discussion groups where they either responded to some opening questions or to some scenarios and put a posting up about their experience or drawing upon examples that they've encountered with graduate students, and then also being able to access the posts from the other 25 supervisors as well as respond to those posts. And that's where the real interesting activity happened throughout the week. So they would watch a video, they would post in the discussion forum, they'd download some resources, and they could do that at any time that worked for them. So people in Qatar could be logging in at, you know, any time of the day, and so could people at the University of Calgary in Calgary.
So the only requirement was to finish the module within that 1 week period.
That's correct. And, you know, people still indicated that that it was a bit of a challenge to find a way to fit that into their busy lifestyle. And recommendations that we offered was, you know, book yourself into the MOOC for at least an hour or two during the week. Some spent many more hours than that. But people who were able to find an hour here and an hour there successfully completed all six modules.
And so now you're coming to the end of the first shot at this mini MOOC. What are you going to do next?
So, as you mentioned, we're carrying out research on the design of the MOOC, how people interacted and benefited within the MOOC, as well as some of their observations on what needs to be added or what the gaps are. We're going to invite another cohort for fall and run the MOOC again.
And so if anybody wants to find out more information about how they might participate in this, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact Michelle Jacobson directly, and we'll let them know what dates it's going to be offered in the fall, and they can sign up.